How may I be of assistance?
Yes, I'm calling because I see something on my statement that I did not order.
Well, I'll be glad to assist you with that. Let me pull up your account. May I have your name, please?
Well, I don't have an account. I didn't order this. Someone ordered this with my debit card.
Have you placed an order any time previously with Omax Health?
No. Never, no.
Okay, so let's see. I might have to look it up by that card number if you don't have any additional information. But all I would need is just the first six digits and the last four of that card, and we'll pull it up and see exactly what's going on.
The last four is 1996.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And what is the first six digits?
I don't have the card. I had to go to the credit union and it was taken away. It was deactivated, destroyed. But I know it's 1996 because I see it on my statement.
Okay, let me
This was
see.
today.
So you no longer have the card, ma'am?
No.
Okay, let me
No,
see
the card is
what that
blocked. The
brings
card is
up.
blocked completely. They're gonna completely block it and look into this.
And what's your last name?
Well, what name do you have there for this order, for this card?
Well, we actually have several cards that share that same last four. So in order to kind of filter it down to the correct one, I would try to get your name.
Well, do you know, does it list where they're from? Like which banking institution?
No,
See, I
ma'am.
don't know you, so I don't want to give a lot of information about myself.
Well,
I
what?
just wanna, I just want this, what you call it, voided.
Well, let's
I want this
try.
amount voided, $55.90.
Yes, ma'am, and I'll be glad to take care of it for you as soon as we do locate the charge. Would you be able to provide a zip code, perhaps? That'll help us narrow down.
02125.
Thank you. Okay. So the card ends in 1996 and it's 02125.
Yes,
Okay.
sir.
Do you recall the date that the card expires?
October 2021. Oh, this year. October this year.
Okay. And we have a card that ends in 1996 that expires on 10/21 that is linked to a is it Sung Hu Yeo or Sung Hu Ho?
No. That person is used my card. That person used my card. I have no idea who that person is. What's the spelling of the name, please?
It is
Sung.
a, yes, it's SEUNG.
SEUNG.
HOON.
HOON, as in Nancy?
Yes, ma'am. And the last name is HEO.
HEO. Okay.
And
Yep.
the email that's used is, it says Lindsay C. Gines. That wouldn't be you, would it?
No. Lindsay, like a woman's name, Lindsay, LIN
Yes, LINDSAY.
SAY.
C. Gines. And
What's the last name?
Gines, Gines.
G-I-N.
You don't recognize that name?
No, nope, not at all.
And you said that was just done. And what was the dollar
Today,
amount?
$55.90.
That
Today.
is what was charged. And it looks like it was done. So the address is 13151 Fountain Park Drive. Do you
131.
Do you recognize that address, or is that anyone you know?
No. What's the address again? I'm sorry. 131.
13151 Fountain Park Drive. It looks to be an apartment complex.
Fountain Park Drive. I'm just writing all this down because I have to go to the branch and fill out a paper, you know, like this form. Fountain Park Drive. No. And where is? Does it have a city, state?
It's in Playa Vista, California.
Playa Vista, California. Yeah. As a matter of fact, there was a another withdrawal yesterday. Rain International in Orem, Utah, for $320.68. I just happened to notice because I was checking my account. So now I'm asked out. Sorry. I'm asked out. My card is now frozen, destroyed. Now I have, you know, this is a nightmare. A nightmare. No. But anyway, so that's what's going on. And I just took a chance. I called this your number because it was on the transaction, on the statement, you know?
Yes, ma'am.
And since it was done today, I figured, well, let's see what I can find out. But yeah, I have no idea who this person is. I don't know anybody in California. I live on the East Coast, you know? So, but anyway. So just to let you know, this $55.90, that's going to be voided.
Yeah,
the bank
is
actually going to do that.
Yeah, well, we're going to go ahead and process that on our side as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll go ahead and issue a refund for both amounts, and you should see that back in your account. Generally, it takes 3 to 5 business days.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So the one for Rain International was the same person?
I'm not sure about that because was it for the amount? Was it like the same amount or?
No, that went for the one for Rain International. That was $320.68. That was yesterday, but I don't know what time. It doesn't say the time.
Oh, wow. Yeah, we don't have anything like that on the account. We just have the one.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. You've been a humongous help with this situation. I do appreciate your time. I really do. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. We certainly thank you again for calling customer support, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day. Yeah, thanks for calling. I'm Max Health.
Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.